cracked open my first bottle of mulled wine this week.
Oh, look at him here.
Yeah, celebrating Christmas early or late, depending on when you're listening to this. And I tell you something, what I will say is I drank the entire bottle.
Oh, wow. Might as well call your father Christmas.
Well, if Confirmer Christmas was steaming drunk and started to Google himself, yeah, that's a very good point.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas.
Dear, whatever dear it is right now, time, whatever time it is right now, here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Ho, ho, hi.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It is the one where we rock around the 2017 Christmas tree. Yes, it is a Christmas special of Luke and Lucy FM. We are doing Secret Santa between me and Lucy. We're discussing best Xmas TV, best Xmas movies. We're taste testing some Christmas crisps. And I've got a letter from a secret admirer around Christmas time. It's all on this episode.
Luke and Lucy FM.
A very happy Christmas to you all.
Oh, it's so nice, the Queen at the end, right?
I'm actually loving that intro. Yeah, I mean, we only
have it once a year.
We've
got to treat ourselves. And Christmas time is the time of the year where you treat yourself the most,
it's
Lucy.
It's time for giving and receiving.
Talk about your sex life, to be honest.
Excuse me.
And, you know, actually, a true fact about that intro, we used it last year on the one where we rock around the 2016 Christmas tree. So,
it's like we're rewinding time. Let's go back to last year.
If you want to listen to that, just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes or go to audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. You'll see all our back catalogue of best episodes on there, including last year's Christmas special. But hello, welcome, and season's greetings to Luke and Lucy FM, the Christmas special. It is the time of year where Lucy and I are very much in the festive season, to be honest.
We really are. I practically feel like Mrs. Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you got one
of
those?
I look like her as well.
Really? Okay, well, on that note then, Lucy, what's a true festive fact about Lucy Hilton?
It's not really festive. I realised last night I am so predictable.
Oh. How so?
We went out for dinner with my friends and went to my favourite restaurant in the whole world. And every time I go...
Where's that?
It's Gusto.
Okay, don't name check it. They're not paying us to sponsor or to do tweets at Luke and Lucy FM.
And I always order the same thing. Mushroom and pancetta risotto. It's amazing.
Oh, so middle class.
But they've changed the menu and they didn't have it last night.
Oh, curveball.
Literally... like steam was coming out my ears. I was that fuming and I had to order something else.
So what happened? I mean, I'm dying to know, and I'm sure the listeners of this episode are enthralled by what you possibly ordered as a main meal instead.
I had lamb and sweet potatoes.
Oh, poor little lamb running around a field slaughtered for your mouth.
Oh, look at me, Mr. Vegan.
I'm not a vegan, although we are going to talk about that a bit later on. So we have got quite a festive menu of treats for you on this episode.
Excuse me, you're not getting away with this. What's your fact?
Oh, well, okay. Well, a true fact about me is the fact, for the first time this year, I have already watched 7 Christmas films.
Seven. That is ridiculous.
Yeah, very
festive.
It only
turned December not long ago.
Yeah, I know we're calling this in advance, but yes, I've already watched 7 Christmas films this year. Yes. So if you class Die Hard as a Christmas film, do you class Die Hard the first one?
Do you know what? We were talking about this in work the other day, and I never knew that Die Hard was a Christmas film.
Well, the thing is, it was brought out around the Christmas time of year, and
it
kind of does.
A Christmas film.
Well, it features Bruce Willis and snow, so surely that counts as Christmas.
What is your favourite Christmas film?
Well, that's the thing, though. I think, right. So last night, my girlfriend and I watched Love Actually.
It's on Netflix now.
In the UK.
I also watched that last night, actually.
Well, I saw your Instagram.
Actually,
you worked on that. And I saw your Instagram and I kind of thought to myself, oh, Lucy's watched it, but it looked as though you was in some sort of auditorium.
So it was like a live screening of Love Actually with a live orchestra, and it was amazing. Don't get me wrong, the orchestra were fabulous, blah, 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 blah. £45 though I paid for it.
How much?
To basically just watch Love Actually at the cinema.
£45 for a film you could have got for free on Netflix.
It is ridiculous. I feel cheated.
I mean, I wish was drinks at this orchestra.
I have to apologise to Babs and Paul.
That's Lucy's
mum
and dad.
Christmas present will be a little bit less this year.
Well, you can get
them
Love Actually on DVD.
It on stupid things.
£45 for a film that's been out like 15 years.
Tell me about it. Is it 15 years?
Yeah, roughly, something like that, yeah.
Insane.
But you know what made me, when I was watching Love Actually, I kind of watched it and thought to myself, this film is actually completely and utterly unrealistic. At the moment that child is running through the airport, that child these days would be assassinated for terrorism purposes.
Yeah, but 15 years ago it wouldn't.
Well, yes, I suppose, potentially. And also, just all these people intertwining, all meeting up at the kids' play and all that, none of that's realistic.
No, and then they all find love in the end, and they've all got someone to love at Christmas, which is so unrealistic.
As Lucy knows, she's alone this Christmas, and
it's gonna be lonely.
Well, it is for you, Lucy. I mean, Christmas. The only thing you'll have to accompany you is your overdraft, to be honest, which is what you're in now, thanks to Love Actually.
This is true, actually.
You know, when you say they had an orchestra, so did they? At the point where the films would have normally had music, what did they do? Dumb that bit down and play the orchestra, live orchestra instead?
Do you know what? I'm not actually quite sure how they did it, because obviously the live orchestra played all the music, but I don't know whether it was still playing on the film.
Oh, brilliant. So basically,
or whether it wasn't.
You pay £45 for an orchestra to drone out the sound effects of the film.
I know.
Brilliant. Yeah. What's one of your other favourite festive films?
I love Muppet's Christmas Carol.
Yeah? That is pretty good, isn't it?
You can't beat Home Alone.
And Home Alone. I had this debate with my girlfriend. Hi, Phoebe, you never listens. I had this debate with her. I said to her, we should be watching Home Alone 1 and 2, 3 and 4 and all that nonsense.
No,
you don't even
rubbish.
Bother entertaining those.
Macaulay Culkin makes Home Alone. Yeah. The ones without him, they might as well have finished.
Yeah, they flopped. Do you think Home Alone 1 or 2, which is more festive?
Well, the first film, out of anything, is always the best.
It's very Christmassy. Although number two, set in New York, is more Christmassy, I would say, than the first film.
It's got the big tree and everything, hasn't it?
It's got that weird pigeon lady in it, and it's got like that.
The
toy shop, by the way, earlier this year I was in New York, and my girlfriend and I thought we would go to the toy shop that's featuring Home Alone 2. True fact for you, it doesn't exist.
Oh, really?
And it was actually not even filmed at that toy shop in New York.
Was it not?
Nope.
Where was it filmed?
It was filmed in, I think I want to say Chicago.
You're full of facts, aren't
Yes, I am a fact. True fact, 47% of the facts are made up on the spot. So, yeah, I can tell you that. When it comes to television around Christmas time, on Christmas Day, Boxing Day, that sort of thing, what do you look forward to the most? Christmas specials of your favourite shows?
No, because I don't watch much TV anyway, apart from I proper get into like things like I'm a Celeb or Love Island and stuff like that.
Well, they're not festive.
No, I know. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't watch much TV, so I'm not bothered about the festive shows at Christmas. I only want to watch movies.
But surely you like festive Christmas classics of Only Fools and Horses, The Royal Family, Open All Hours, that sort of thing.
I do like The Royal Family, but I'm not that bothered,
I think,
being honest.
You know what, obviously I go away for Christmas and have done for the past 4 years, but prior to that I quite enjoyed when I used to watch soap operas, sitting down and listening to the soaps, kind of watching the soap Christmas specials, because I don't know, there's something weird about watching a show knowing it was filmed in October when they were all in Christmas jumpers, and actually it was quite warm on the street at that point.
Really?
Yeah,
is that what makes your Christmas?
I'm not saying it makes my Christmas. I'm not saying I used to leave my family, go home, sit with my dog and watch EastEnders Christmas special followed by Coronation Street Christmas special. Definitely didn't happen that.
Personally, I think you obviously don't have a rubbish Christmas, but a weird one. So Luke always goes away abroad for Christmas and New Year, and I can't see how you can spend December 25th on a beach.
Well, I spend December 26th on the beach.
Freezing cold without snow, because it never snows anymore.
Let me cast your mind back, Lucy, to 2 years ago when this country, the UK, had a number of horrible floods around Christmas time. Every area was getting flooded, especially areas that had, you know, pretty much valleys that were absolutely saturated, basically mini tsunamis all over the country. And kind of cast your mind back to that. Everyone was so complaining. It was horrific. They couldn't leave the houses. They were waterlogged. Everyone was damp. You know where I was during all that? Lying on
in
a sandy
Dubai.
Beach in Dubai. Wow. And I was reading all these tweets, and I'll be honest, I laughed my head off repeatedly.
Well, that's awful.
And then
people
ordered another non-alcoholic
homes,
cocktail, because alcohol's
all banned. Of the possessions. Get out.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, though, Lucy, I think going away at Christmas is the way forward. A time when you're away from your family, away from your friends, at the most giving time of the year, will be giving by allowing them not to see the gift of you at Christmas.
That is true. I would rather you go away.
Doing my family a favour, basically, aren't I? By not seeing me. I FaceTimed them when I was in Kuala Lumpur.
Oh, right. You're so giving.
Yeah. They were all sat around playing Cluedo, and I thought, it's a no from me. Back to the mimosas or whatever I was drinking.
I love Christmas. Honestly, I wouldn't change my Christmas traditions for the world.
I think we mentioned it on the last Christmas special, Lucy, but give us a snapshot of the Hilton family Christmas.
So briefly, I'm really upset because my brother's not going to be at home at my mum and dad's for this Christmas because he's going to, for the first time, to his fiance's parents, or they're coming to theirs, whatever, but he's not going to be there.
Selfish getting married.
Honestly, so selfish. And he is the one that makes Christmas. He goes out Christmas Eve, gets absolutely smashed, so he's still pissed when he wakes up the next morning, and he's just hilarious. And we all sit in the living room, me and my brother, my sister, my mum and dad, my little nephew now, cutest, and open all our presents, and Babs treats us. We get so many. Get ready. Me and Big Paul and my brother go to the pub down the road for an hour.
A lot of people drink on Christmas Day during the day. 10 a.m. is acceptable.
If you did that on a normal Sunday,
you'd be classed as an alcoholic.
Well, it's Christmas Day, though. Nothing is normal on Christmas Day.
I once had four glasses of Buck's Fizz at 11 a.m. on Christmas a few years ago.
I was obliterated.
I was slurring my words at my uncle about before midday.
Lightweight Luke over
here. Queen's speech. I fell asleep. I slept all the way through it.
Anyway, Babs cooks a cracking Christmas dinner, so we come on for that, and then family friends come round and we have loads of games and we just get drunk and eat loads of chocolate.
I'm sure you basically have summed up most families' Christmas across the nation, there, Lucy. What a wonderful
thought. Loads of games. Honestly, it's so much fun. It's going to be so crap without my brother there.
It seems to be the only time of the year as well that it's acceptable to go into the attic, dust off all the board games that you don't touch all year round, play an actual physical board game, which is an absolute rarity these days.
They're hilarious. We've started playing in our family is Mr. and Mrs. and I've never had a chance to play that.
Well, you don't have a Mr. Lucy, that's why.
A couple of years ago, I played it with my brother when he was single and we actually won.
What, you was Mr. and Mrs.?
Well, yeah.
I'm not going to go into my own version of statements on that.
Our whole lives. Yes. Wait, we're going to know each other more than, like...
Just marry your brother.
Some states
in Alabama, that's legal, just saying.
Disgusting.
You know what thing that kind of has become a bit of a trend over recent years, which I think, frankly, there's some companies out there making a hell of a lot of money off... Advent calendars, but I'm not talking about the ones that have little cheap Cadbury's. Hello, Cadbury's, by the way, if one of their sponsors just tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. I'm not about Cadbury's advent calendars or little chocolate ones, which are 2 quid, 3 quid, 4 quid. I'm not on about those. I'm on about the makeup companies. I'm on about
the candle companies, don't they?
And you know who is an absolute, frankly, criminal at Christmas time when it comes to advent calendars? So my colleagues were talking about getting a Jo Malone advent calendar. We did secret advent calendar exchange, and I thought, okay, one of them's obsessed with it. I'll get her a Jo Malone advent calendar. Top of your head, how much Jo Malone?
Well, you told me this before, so I already know.
£300. £300 for a Jo Malone advent calendar. And I'm not being funny. I'd want Jo Malone to hand deliver me a gift every single day for £300.
Tell you what, though, if I won the lottery, I'd be all over that bad boy.
I'm not being funny. How can you possibly justify £300 on an advent calendar?
You are right, to be fair. If you never won the lottery, you can't, can you?
Honestly, it's absolute insanity. Honestly, it's completely and utterly bonkers.
You're really passionate about that, aren't you?
£12.
He's fuming in the studio right now.
Well, I'm just saying.
It's an advent calendar, Luke. Do not worry.
It's 12,
all right.
That's basically £12
a
day.
I'm telling you,
it's £12 a day for a tea light. You know how much I've paid on my girlfriend's advent calendar this year? Lipstick one.
2p.
A different lipstick every day. £55.
I bet she appreciated it, though.
You know what she said?
You're sat there on your high horse going wild about how much these advent calendars are. You bloody go and buy them yourself, so don't you start.
Well, I know, but it is the most giving time of year, and I want to make her feel special at Christmas time. Just saying.
I'm sure she feels special all year round.
You know what, Lucy? You're so true. That is so right. That is so right. You know what is kind of another trend on top of advent calendar nonsense, which, by the way, I mean, Zoella, for example, the world's most famous Instagram blogger and sensation, her advent calendar's £50, got slated in the press for being a load of tat.
Didn't she? I know. You can get the same stuff stuff, can't you, from like Aldi or something?
You can make your Hello at any other supermarket, of course, available. Genuinely, it was complete fluff, Zoella fluff. It's not even body fluff, which you'd want at least for 50 quid.
I don't really know much about Zoella, but I've not heard great things about her.
No. I think I wouldn't even...
She's not very festive, isn't she?
I wouldn't dream of buying any Zoella product. I mean, because honestly, anybody can slap... I can slap my name on an advent calendar. Nobody would buy it.
I could do it.
But yeah.
I wouldn't buy it.
Yeah. No. What would a Lucy Hilton advent calendar look like?
Just loads of Maltesers.
Brilliant.
I love Maltesers.
Yeah, a lot of Maltesers. Mm. You know what you could do instead? A Malteser advent calendar.
That would be amazing. The reason Malteser advent calendar, isn't there? I've not got one though this year. Babs ended up getting me a Cadbury's one.
It's not too late. Pick up a new cat advent calendar in the January sales and send it to Lucy. Tweet
Please.
At Lucy N. Hilton for address. She'll happily give it out. She'll take anything, to be honest.
What would your ideal advent calendar be?
You know what it would be? It would be inspirational quotes written by myself every day. For example,
oh my word.
Life sucks, then you die. That'll be on day one. Day two, it will be good morning or good evening or goodbye.
So it would be the most miserable advent calendar in the world then?
You know, I saw somebody this week open a pork scratchings advent calendar.
Ooh.
Disgusting. Who wants pork scratchings on the first thing in the morning?
I love pork scratchings.
Absolutely vile.
Well, who wants bloody crisps first thing in the morning?
Well, speaking of, I have brought in some crisps.
I've not even had breakfast yet and he's making me eat some disgusting crisps.
So these are some crisps that I saw, festive crisps.
I feel sick
by
already.
A big UK retailer, Marks and Spencer's.
I wouldn't mind if they were prawn cocktail.
No, you don't. Well, yeah, you've had a few of those in the morning. What I'm saying is, this is winter berries and Prosecco hand-cooked crisps. Don't these sound delicious? And let me read you the synopsis.
You sound gross.
It is made with especially selected British potatoes and
whey. I
think
I'd prefer especially.
Finished with a sprinkle of gold stars.
Ooh.
Right, are you ready, Lucy? You're going to taste test.
I really don't
winterberry and Prosecco hand-cut crisps.
Oh,
come on.
Oh, I feel sick. These are gross. Oh, I've
wonderful.
Got a big one there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they have got little stars on them, haven't they? That's super cute.
Very fizzy, very Prosecco-y.
Oh, all the stars are falling off. Oh, God.
It's this time of year where this crap's acceptable. Wait for it. Come on. Instant thoughts. What notes are you feeling in your mouth right now?
Oh, I could taste the Prosecco and then the other thing's coming in at
winter
the end.
Winterberry, yeah?
Mm.
Change your mind?
It's weird. I don't know what I'm thinking about them.
You know what I'll say? It's this time of year where it's acceptable to merge two flavours you wouldn't even dream of in a million years, shove them in a packet, slap the word Festive on them, and suckers like me will pay £2.50 at a till to buy them.
I'd rather just drink Prosecco.
It's the same with Subway, right?
You don't get drunk off those.
Subway has... Well, that's the thing, though. I'm wondering, if I eat this bag of crisps, can I drive?
Oh, come on. Then alcohol in it.
And it's Prosecco's in it. So Subway this time of year decide that it's a good idea to bring out a festive turkey melt or whatever it's called. Frankly, Father Christmas wouldn't eat that. It looks disgusting.
Like all the little stars on them.
And that's the only reason you buy that, to scrape the glitter off the crisps.
Stole the stars, yeah.
Lucy, have you tested any unique flavours so far this year or maybe last year that you thought, why on earth would somebody have this? Because there's a trend of basically nonsense festive foods these days.
No, not really. No, I don't think I have. Although I did, for the first time, have stuffing last year and realised it is delicious.
Ugh.
I love
it. What stuffing was it?
I don't know. Is there different types of stuffing?
Yes, there's not just one plain stuffing. There's sage and onion and champagne stuffing, probably.
Maybe it's just the sage and onion.
Probably cementing carrot stuffing. You name it. Any two flavours, random. Shove them together. Shove the word festive. Anybody will buy it.
Love a bit of stuffing.
I bet. And, you know, Lucy, I think it is that time where you and I should do our
Christmas
Secret Santas.
Presents.
I think we should exchange Secret Santas and find out what we've gone to. Now, as a spoiler, we did put a disclaimer of £10 each on. We're not made of money, and I think actually £10 is too much. But I think it's we should reveal our Secret Santas.
I did want to get you something else.
Just couldn't be bothered?
No, I've got over budget already.
Oh, right.
I put in.
Well, we'll see.
But there was something that I really wanted to get you, which would have been funny.
Get your present.
Should have got you that.
Right, Lucy, it's time for a Secret Santa. Now, yours, look at this, it has a little bell on it.
Oh, I feel like like, mine's really cute and well wrapped up. I feel a bit bad about yours now.
Oh, you should do. Right, let's have a look.
Swap.
There you go.
Oh,
swap. There's your bag.
I hope it's not recycled this year like it bloody was last year.
If you want to know what Lucy's on about, just check out last year's Christmas special. Right, here we go, Lucy.
Look, I'm really impressed by this.
Well, when you say wrapped up, I've just shoved some tissue paper at the top of it to make it look like it's wrapped up.
Cute little bag and everything.
I'm opening Lucy's present now.
Are you going first?
Yes, okay, I'm opening. I'm opening Lucy's present.
I hope you like it.
What
it's
is
quite
it?
Practical.
Oh, okay. A First Order Star Wars thermal flask.
It's you know how you like your thermals.
I do love a good thermal, and this is a very practical.
Do you like it?
The size should fit into the ring in my car.
Amazing.
Thank you, Lucy. This is a great present.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so glad you like it. Right, I was wishing we had a limit of £10, but I kind of wished it was 15.
Well, you could have gone to 15.
I really wanted to get you this stress ball because you stress out constantly.
Oh, do you think?
And I feel like you need a stress ball.
Well, yeah, it's true. Maybe I do.
My time. But to be fair, you would never have used a stress ball, would you?
No, well, maybe to chuck at you.
Woo! Excited! Ah, I love the little Christmas wrapping and everything.
You can keep that.
Weekly! Oh my God, Zoella! After I slagged her off before.
Obviously, Zoella.
Got a little weekly goals calendar. How cute is that?
Well, I figured, Lucy, you can put it on your desk at work. You can plan what you want to do. And yeah, also...
I've got something else in it.
You can also use the second item.
Ooh, Luke, I'm really impressed by this. I'm buzzing. Vaseline!
Well, I figured it's the time of the year where your lips get chapped.
Oh, it's super cute, though. It is. You're very right, actually.
Your lips are looking a little bit cracked.
I'm super impressed by that. There's like a little tub of three Vaselines, right? We've got limited edition Vaseline.
Obviously, if it says limited edition, I've got to buy it.
Rose and almond oil.
Yes, whatever that means.
And cocoa butter.
Yes.
I love cocoa butter. It smells like a dream. Yeah. Luke, I'm really impressed. I love my weekly goals.
Oh, good.
#goals.
I figured, Lucy, you need some goals in 2018. You need goals for the new year.
And you need some Vaseline
to make sure you go into the new year with uncracked lips.
Can I Snapchat this?
You can, Lucy, yes. Although,
so happy
yeah.
about this.
You can, Luke, you can put, yes, it's true.
I don't know.
Exceeded myself. Yes, that's true. Thank you very much for presents. That's our Secret Santa. Now, before we wrap up this episode of Luke and Lucy FM,
look at it. See what he did there.
Thank you, very on brand. I've actually been posted a Christmas card to the radio studio, so I'm just going to. Just going to grab this.
Hang on, let me look at that.
Now, you didn't get a card.
Who's this off?
So this has been posted through the radio station's door for me this morning.
Luke.
But it just says Luke.
Luke.
So, yeah.
Do you really want me to tell you?
Well, yeah.
This is off me? You muppet.
Why?
I wrote that for you.
When?
That's my handwriting.
No, it's not.
It must have fallen out my bag.
Oh,
I swear to God, open it.
Christina Wallace, her radio colleague, said she found it on the car park.
Well, that must have fallen out my bag on the car park.
Oh.
I feel like you're disappointed now.
To Luke, happy Christmas. Enjoy your sunny day on December 25th. Lots of love, Lucy Lou. Oh, I'm really deflated about this.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for that.
Oh, the thing is, though, Lucy, I thought that it was off a fan because Christina Wallace...
The only fan you've got is that fan in the other room.
Our radio colleague, Christina Wallace, said she found it on the car park. That means it fell out your bag.
Yeah, it must have been.
I'm really disappointed.
Oh,
really disappointed.
Sorry about that.
Right, okay.
You thought you actually had a Christmas card off someone.
Yeah,
then,
I did. I thought a fan had given me a Christmas card, so I'm a little disappointed.
Sorry, honey.
On that note,
sorry,
Lucy.
To disappoint, yeah.
On that note, this has been a very festive edition of Luke and Lucy FM.
We've not even talked about Christmas dinner.
We've not.
Or anything or what you want for Christmas. I can't believe it's the end already.
We've run out of time. Save that for 2018's Luke and Lucy FM walking around the Christmas tree.
Christmas present, though.
Yeah, indeed. Lucy, you know, obviously the Queen's speech happens every year. Have you got a final few thoughts? Somebody who, like yourself, is going to be lonely this Christmas?
Gonna be. Well, do you know what? what? You're never lonely at Christmas because you always have friends, you always have family, and I'll come round and cook you a roast.
Truly poignant. So if you're lonely this Christmas, tweet Lucy at Lucy Hem Hilton and she'll come round and give you salmonella for Christmas. That's something to look forward to. Wherever you are, and if you listen to this pre-Christmas, post-Christmas, in 20 years' time,
Happy
we hope
Christmas.
You have a very wonderful Christmas. Merry
we
Christmas.
Love you.
And, well, we don't love you,
love
but
you
we
loads.
Like you. And thank you so much
you.
For listening to Luke and Lucy FM. And actually, if you were alone this Christmas, just listen back to 68 previous episodes of Luke and Lucy FM.
We'll be in your ears.
And we'll be in your ears, even if nobody else is. Have a wonderful Christmas.
Why would anyone and, be anyone's ears?
I don't know, Lucy. Why are you making
weirdo.
It weird at the end of a Christmas special?
Weirdo.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM.
A very happy Christmas to you all.
Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Luke and Lucy FM is part of Podnose, the UK's leading independent entertainment podcasting network. Come visit us at www.podnose.com. That's P-O-D-N-O-S-E.com.